Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brett Barbary. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Erickson. Lofton moves to third. Kirby moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. Kirby moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonilla moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sorrento. Bonilla scores. Baines moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barbary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Hoyles scores. Hewson moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Curtis Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barbary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Herbert Perry now playing first base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Bell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kirby bunts towards third. Hewson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Thome reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Thome trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin bunts towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Berge covering, for the out. Barbary moves to second. One out. Jim Poole now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Julian Tavares now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bonilla is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Armando Benitez now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Perry hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Perry reaches second base with a double. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Espinoza is 0-for-3 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Lee now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Houston is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houston for the out. 2 outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Barbary is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barbary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.